You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. What does outdoor Michigan mean to you? For decades, hunting and fishing would likely have been among the top answers. But times change, and now those answers could be mountain biking, kayaking, kiteboarding. And that means Michigan needs to retool the way it's pitching its outdoor charms. Ted Roloffs looks at selling Michigan to a new outdoors generation in his latest piece for Bridge Magazine. Good to have you on the program, Ted.
Good to be with you.
Let's start right out with hunting and fishing, a big, big source of money for state conservation efforts with license fees, no?
Oh, absolutely. That's kind of the heart of what supports a variety of conservation efforts across the state.
And what do the numbers tell us about hunting and fishing being on the decline in Michigan?
It seems to be a generational thing. We looked at some numbers for both hunting and fishing and went all the way back to 85 with fishing licenses and found that from 85 to 2015, it's down by one-third, which is pretty significant. Hunting was down about 10% from 09 to 2015. And I think what's happening is it's a generational shift where the older anglers, hunters, more interested in this as an activity. And as you get younger and younger, I think you're getting fewer participants. It's just generations have different tastes in what they like to do. So not so much interest in hunting and fishing, more interest in other activities, from kiteboarding to stand-up paddleboarding to mountain biking. And that's kind of what we looked at, different communities around Michigan and what they're doing to capitalize on the assets they have and the shifts in recreational interests.
Give us some of the success stories you found, Ted, that shows how you can repackage outdoor Michigan for that generation that doesn't want to hunt and fish.
Yeah, I led off with a city that I didn't know this at all about, Alpena. They have a incredible nationally designated marine sanctuary offshore where there's more than 100 shipwrecks from near shore to well out into the lake. But the establishment of that sanctuary and then a museum that came after it, that museum alone is bringing about 90,000 visitors a year to a city of 10,000. And you've got a lot of people coming there there's divers, there's kayakers who go offshore. You can see a lot of these wrecks very close to shore. So it's just brought a real influx of people, not just from Michigan, but from around the country. It's a unique resource. So that was one example. Looked at Marquette, and they're really aggressively promoting the asset they have, which is an incredible network of trails, largely mountain biking, but cross-country skiing, that sort of thing, trail running. And, you know, they're now getting visibility in national publications as a destination place for mountain biking.
And so that pulls people in from all over.
Yeah, I talked to a woman who's part of the recreation promoter for the Convention Bureau in that area, and she just casually mentioned, oh, we have a group from Chicago coming up for the 4th of July weekend. There's about 60 of them coming up. And when you think about that, again, this is not a large city, but you get 60 people coming up for several days. They're going to be spending a lot of money.
I have also talked to people who are involved up in the Leelanau area and also up around Marquette with surfing, which, you know, one doesn't think of that with Michigan, but there's a pretty thriving little surfing scene going on.
Absolutely. In fact, when I started looking into whether it's Marquette, and I also looked at the city of Duluth, they have year-round surfing scenes, which is kind of surprising. But apparently there's some conditions around wintertime that are really good for surfing. So you got these hardcore people putting on the wetsuits, going out there and waiting for the good waves, and it doesn't matter what the temperature is.
And then Grand Rapids, and I know I have talked to officials in Grand Rapids about this whole plan, and it's a big one, isn't it, to restore rapids to the Grand River?
Yeah, it's big, it's expensive, it's complex, and if it's going to happen, it's going to be some years. There's a federal permitting process that they have to go through to get approval, and then they have to find a way to fund it, which would be the next big step. But the ultimate goal is to convert a mile or so of river right through the heart of Grand Rapids back to its original state of rapids. And the hope there is to draw all sorts of people that want to use that, kayakers, et cetera, as a destination. And they've had an economic impact study that I think estimated something on the order of $15 million or so in annual economic impact should this happen. But I think that's just another classic example of cities kind of reimagining themselves and looking at, well, what assets do we have? Well, how about this river running right through the heart of the city, and the river that really, in a lot of ways, gave birth to the establishment of this community? but here's a new way we can use it.
And that really strikes me. That's the takeaway of what you're saying to communities and to the state is you know, don't rely on the way we've always done it, because those hunters aren't coming in the way that they used to.
Yeah, I think really ultimately what you're looking for is economic development in terms of people coming to your community. They're going to spend money. That has impact. But also making your community a place that people, and especially young people, young professionals, want to live. And the more you can develop these different forms of outdoor activities, the more likely it is you're going to attract a certain subset of person that's really drawn to those things.
Ted Roloffs. His story is headlined as Hunting Wanes, Selling Michigan to a New Outdoors Generation. You'll find it at bridgemi.com. Always great to talk with you, Ted. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, it was fun.